Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fire in the booth. Fire in the booth.
I'm expecting a slightly more intimate booth than the one we've got now. Ours is quite spacious, so if there was a fire, I think we'd be all right. I think we'd be able to deal with it fine. I don't actually know where the fire extinguisher is, you know?
It feels like a fire. There's a fire in every corner of the studio at the moment.
My mum and dad are going back from London to Hartlepool today, and I don't think their train's going to be going.
No, it's going to... I listened to... this is the Luke and Pete show, by the way.
Hello.
Episode 188. I listened to the radio this morning. And they had a guy on. They rolled a guy out from Network Red or whatever, saying, "Oh, this is the situation. These tracks are made for certain temperatures, and at the moment we're outside the comfortable level of temperature for the
tracks." Forged in a big hot place themselves, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like they are.
It reminds
pussies.
Them of home. They'd like it. It reminds
big
them of home.
Old pussies.
So yeah, it's warm. But we'll get through it, won't we?
We'll get there.
One of the great things about a heat wave, I'm just going to put this straight out there, Pete, and I'm hoping you're going to jump on board with this, and I'm hoping our listeners do as well. And if you've got anything to say about this or anything else, of course, it's hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. But one of the great things about a heat wave, for me anyway, is seeing news stories about animals in zoos enjoying odd flavoured ice lollies.
Yes, fish. Penguins do eat a lot of ice lollies.
I saw some penguins yesterday who were enjoying mackerel flavoured ice lollies. Oh. Just tucking right
in. Just because they like fish normally, give them a blooming Calippo.
There was a guy on my walk into the train station this morning, he was on the bins.
Right,
and he was eating a Calippo.
Yeah, nice. That is my food of choice.
I wouldn't be eating if I was on the bins though.
What do you mean?
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Take
your glove off, yeah. He was working one-handed because the Calippo in the other hand.
Yeah, well, but, cool.
Those mackerel-flavoured ice lollies, they have been dyed red and blue.
Oh, so they're
I was thinking, I don't really know why you think that the penguins would care about this, you know?
There's mackerel in this. Disgusting.
Exactly. Surely you're just freezing a load of water with mackerel inside it and they're going to get... It's like a little game for them, isn't
it? Maybe it's mackerel blood.
What ice lollies would you put out there if you...
Magnums can get stuffed. I think they're rubbish.
And not on a hot day. You want an ice-based one, don't
Obviously,
you?
I am a big proponent of the Japanese ice cream, Coolish, an ice cream that has never been exported, I believe, to England. But I fear one day that will be my destiny.
In a post-Brexit world, we might start doing some deals with Japan.
So,
what describe Coolish to our listeners and to
it's
me.
It's like a Capri Sun, you know, like a pack of Capri Sun.
Yeah.
The new version with a little stopper on the top.
Yeah, I'm not about that. I prefer the old straw business, yeah.
Yeah, but then straws in it. You don't want straws.
True, actually. Yeah.
There's all kinds of different flavours from like vanilla to vanilla. And then there's one version that's like a little bit like more like a sorbet, which is delicious. Kalpis. Kalpis is like a...
Kalpis?
Kalpis is a yoghurt-based kind of cordial. And it's very, very nice. Very refreshing.
Right.
I think it's lychee flavoured or something.
I quite like lychee flavoured things.
Yeah.
Why hasn't it ever been brought to the fine shores of the UK?
You occasionally see a bit of Kalpis in Japanese supermarkets, usually the concentrate, but the actual ice cream itself. It doesn't travel very well. You'd have to import it in bulk, and I don't think there's that much of a demand for the old Coolish. But
I think if you put it in the shop, people will buy whatever they buy, right? If it's there in front of them and it's marketed properly. But it's funny because there's a really nice build-your-own ice cream sundae place in the US called Sweet Frog.
Sweet Frog.
And they give you like loads of different flavours of ice cream and you can put your toppings on, all that kind of stuff. The stuff that like, Americans are generally quite good at. And when my wife first moved here, we were talking about things about how, you know, what she's going to miss. And she said, oh, I'm going to miss Sweet Frog. And I said, well, maybe they've got one in the UK. We'll check, right?
Mm.
So I Googled it. There is one in the UK.
Let me guess. Bearing in mind, the only Hooters in the UK is in Nottingham.
Yeah.
Is it Nottingham?
Yeah, no, it's in Southend.
Southend.
One Sweet Frog in Southend. I'm not sure if it's still there, but I thought it's not really that convenient, is it?
Well, Southend's got a beach, hasn't it?
Isn't it? It has to be beachy, fair. You know? It has, yeah. But I'm not sure why they decided that was the best test ground for a Sweet Frog. But there you have it. What else has been going on, Peter? What's been filling your week? You just been trying to stay out of the heat, or you've been enjoying embracing the heat?
The first Taco Bell in the UK that I've been to yesterday with my mum. She wasn't that impressed. Well, she was that great. She ate all of her food gainly. My mum and dad had been down. I sent my dad off to go and see the old Book of Mormon. He very much enjoyed it.
I bet he was. Right up the street, that, isn't
he? He was very... and I walked past the bloke. Apparently, every now and again, there's a bloke who stands in Leicester Square with a big table and he explains the Quran
right
to people who aren't au fait with its teachings and, you know, how it's a good thing, etc. And I walked past and went, my dad's going to love a bit of that. I bet he starts talking to the bloke about the Quran. And true enough,
did he?
He sent me a picture of all the leaflets and copies of the Quran he got off of the man.
Did he talk to him?
Yeah, my dad loves talking to anybody who's, you know, doing that sort of thing.
Right.
Doing that sort of caper.
And what was the upshot of that? I've just been to see Book of Mormon.
It just gives it...
He says, fuck God, in the arse.
Yeah.
Don't open with that.
I think dads who hold discussions with ethnic minorities or dads, it gives them an out when they're some of their less refined opinions about things comes out. I was talking to a bloke.
How refined?
I was talking to a random Muslim guy in Hartlepool, so that's why I think I'm right.
How refined are your opinions?
They're pretty refined, almost to the point of...
I would say they're over-refined.
Yeah.
They've gone back round again.
They're like...
so you don't know where we are.
It's like refined sugar. It's just... it's my opinions are just a bag full of coolish.
What did your mum order at Taco Bell? I think that's what everyone wants to know.
I just ordered us both a... what's those... Doritos.
Mum, you can come to Taco Bell, but I'm ordering for both of them.
I'm ordering the Doritos box. I had a sugar-free Mountain Dew, which is actually... quite all right. Now I've just said sugar-free Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I'm salivating a little bit. I really want a sugar-free Mountain Dew. I want that fizz.
I think they've got... I'm fairly certain that these sugar-free sort of fizzy drink soda kind of things, I've got some kind of undeclared, not studied enough addictive quality.
I mean, they've been... All the zines and the zides have all been in there since, like, the 70s, haven't they?
I had a small bottle of Pepsi Max Cherry about a month ago, and it was delicious.
Right.
It's very, very refreshing.
Yeah.
And I think I might have ordered... I think I might have bought about 10 bottles since. And this is not like me to do that, so I think there might be something afoot.
Something in there.
Yeah, because there's a lot of talk about aspartame, isn't it? But I mean, apparently it's the most tested ingredient around and nothing bad's been come of it. But you wonder about these more modern things because you wonder if there's a big enough sample size over a long enough amount of time to know.
Anyway,
what did you have at Taco Bell?
I just had one of those box.
A damn quesadilla.
I had a quesadilla and a one of those like hard shell tacos.
Oh yeah.
Put whatever you want. Yeah, a little bit. But
Where is it?
We had a nice time. Next to mum and dad's terrible hotel
they insist
on staying in the most like the place that's the worst place to get from. Like you know, it's close to you.
Russell Square's all right because it's between King's Cross and Oxford Circus.
Yeah, but that's fine. But my mum and dad insist on walking everywhere. So by the end of the day, like my mum had a heat stroke yesterday because my dad insisted on like dragging her around.
I bet no one's drinking water either.
When
my granddad, bless him, had he had like a UTI a while back. I might have already told you this, but anyway, he had a UTI a while back and did a load of testing. He's fine now, but turned out he'd only been drinking red wine and coffee for the last 2 years or something. It's the only thing that's passed.
We don't need that much water. We do on a day like this, but let's make that very clear.
Yes. Yeah, don't be putting that out there. There's literally health warnings on the BBC website and you're coming on saying, we don't need that much water.
I was on, also a mate from America's popped over to see a friend whose wife sadly passed last week. He was in the hotel with his daughter. It was this adorable little New Yorker kid.
Yeah.
She calls me Uncle Peter. Peter.
Yeah.
We said Uncle Peter.
It sounds Australian.
Aussie now. Is it Uncle Peter?
Really digs Uncle Pete.
And I was, every time I play Breakfast at Tiffany's, remember that song?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember the band.
Deep Blue Something.
Yeah. I played it on air and I give him a shout out because he always used to hate that song. I said,
yeah.
If he's listening, which I think he was listening,
yeah.
I'm playing this for Anthony who hates this song. And he recorded me doing it on the radio, on his telly, on his hotel telly, and his little daughter went, "But why? It's a great song."
Really?
"But why? It's a great song."
It's in the right tune, isn't it?
He said Uncle Peter.
I think I had it on CD single.
Did you? Nice.
Tell everyone listening about someone who shared a video of you on the radio.
Oh yeah,
it's slightly different circumstances. No, because it only happened, I think, the other day.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it on the Ramble, but somebody was fellating somebody else on Twitter. Well, not on Twitter, but I mean, that does happen a lot.
Yeah. Someone uploaded the video to Twitter.
Yeah. Of some amateur pornography.
Yes.
Yeah. And a pervert who clearly follows my radio show, and it seems just retweets a lot of grot. He forwarded me. Well, he sent me the video saying, "Hey, check this out," and it was me in the background. Telling people to get on your mobile phone, text WIN to 81215 to win £40,000.
Yeah.
He did not do that. He continued the blowjob. Continued receiving a blowjob.
It left me very confused.
What do you mean?
Well, just because I thought, I don't know, I've never before associated your voice with fellatio. Yeah.
No.
Either giving maybe. Or receiving. Yeah. That was quite a surprise, because when you showed it to me straight away, when you actually saw it for the first time, we were sat together doing something else, and you were like, "Look at this bloke's just shared a porn video with me. Brilliant, right. Thanks, mate."
Yeah, and then I didn't realise.
And then we clicked on the sound. Oh God! And then it got a little bit more weird.
In the background. Sent it to my boss. Went, "Check this out."
Did you?
You have a bit of this. He said he didn't text. He didn't text the money.
Did you send it to your boss? Say, "Does that? That's two listeners on radio."
Put that on there. Yeah, yeah. Very interesting. And then somebody sent me a screenshot of a man with glasses getting a blowy.
Don't need it, do you?
Yeah, don't need it. Don't need it, really. Porn alikes don't really need that in my life.
Although there was a guy, a colleague of yours once, who got caught leaving the mic up watching pornographic material while on the radio himself, was it
true.
Not?
True. I don't think Jazz FM, Jazz FM, if anything, were part of the GCAP/Global network at the time.
Okay, right.
Certainly very funny.
But it did happen, though, right?
It did happen, yeah. You just hear mechanical chains and whips and two blokes kissing and cuddling.
Nice.
Over the top of jazz music.
Still find them. Mate, I sometimes like to dig out stories that I think you will find interesting and try to get your reaction to them. I came across a story yesterday about Latitude Festival. You've been to Latitude Festival?
I think I worked there a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah. The RSPCA are kicking off, aren't they?
Right.
Along with PETA, who are always kicking off, by the way. Because there is a tradition at Latitude Festival of dyeing the sheep on the farm.
Oh, pink. That's right, yes.
Pink. Pink sheep. Look, here's a picture.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Does it harm the animals?
Do the sheep care? Apparently it's environmentally friendly, natural dye.
Right.
It's a bit demeaning, isn't it?
I mean, maybe, yeah. I mean, if I was going to ask the sheep in question, getting all my hair shaved off.
Yeah, true. Actually, regularly, yeah.
Regularly. That's quite demeaning. And also,
but that's for a purpose though, right? And it doesn't hurt them.
Yeah. This is for a purpose, for entertainment.
Is that important to you?
Yeah, like seeing pink sheep.
It's more important to you than wool.
What is their point? Is it just it's upsetting people? Because it's
one of the quotes is a ridiculous instance of animal exploitation for entertainment profit and some Instagram likes. The sheep are sentient beings, not party props.
Yeah. Again, they are eating them.
Is it mutually exclusive? Can you be both? Because Pete, you and I have both been sentient beings and party props in our lives.
Yeah. I mean, having a situation where you dye sheep for Instagram and people taking nice pictures and stuff. It's all a bag of wank, isn't it? It's what really stupid people think is cool.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, so decadent here. They've got pink sheep. But one thing that annoyed me on behalf of Lana.
Oh, there's a red telephone box in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. What?
Oh, here's two carefully planted bales of hay in front of a neon sign in the middle of a field.
Saying, love everything.
Yeah. Saying, live, love, laugh. But you know, on this story about the pink sheep, there's a load of pictures of the sheep, obviously, as you'd imagine. And it's quite a controversial story, I suppose. Mm. And then there's just a picture of Lana Del Rey saying, Lana Del Rey was among the headliners at Latitude Festival this year. If I was Lana Del Rey, but why am I suddenly involved?
I wasn't involved
in this.
I've taken the coin.
Yeah, now...
It's hardly Beyonce playing the UAE, is it?
No.
Some sheik's, party.
It's hardly like people... flouting the blockade of South Africa during apartheid.
It's hardly Radiohead playing Israel, is it?
No, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Roger Waters fuming about that, yours. Yeah. He's always fuming about that.
Roger Waters, you would assume, because Pink Floyd is beloved by a lot of quite Brexity men, you would assume that he was a Brexit, but he's really not, is he? He's quite right on, isn't he?
He is quite right on. Don't forget, we're going to take a short break, but don't forget, in these amazing
I won't forget.
And severe temperatures, to drink enough Roger Waters.
I've not had any Waters this morning. You've got your Nalgene out.
I'm more of a Gilmore man.
I'm more of a red wine and coffee man.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
See
that kid over there?
Okay.
Get your hand off my penis!
Yeah,
he never did. He never did take
his
hand off his penis.
Julian Assange.
Oh, a friend texted me a picture of his testicle.
Oh, good.
Would you like to see it? It's a doozy.
I wouldn't like to see it, but I suppose for the purpose of this, I'm probably going to have to see it, aren't I?
He's just
so. What's the context here?
What have we got here? He just had a vasectomy.
Right.
And
do they tie it these days or snip it? They tie it, don't they?
Is so it you not can, cauterizing?
I think you tie it so you can undo it again.
Nah, surely not.
Some people change their minds.
No, that would just restrict blood flow. And surely you've got blood flowing to the actual tubes.
I believe it's a tying process.
Yeah. Well, they always say it's a, you know, in and out job, really easy. Look at the state of those testicles.
No, I did not need to see that. That is severe.
And also,
bruising.
The wound itself looks like there's a wasp's nest in there.
It's not great, is it?
It's not great.
Why is
it's not
he?
Ideal.
Why is he properly posing with the flash on, pulling his penis out the way to show you the last chicken in Sainsbury's?
He just wants to. He just wants to
share the pain.
Wants to share the pain with his friend.
Are you thinking about having the procedure done then?
I mean, who knows? I'm probably shooting blanks at this point. Who knows?
Well, because of all the abuse you've put your body through.
I've already given myself several vasectomies myself and reversed them. No, I don't know. I don't know why I'd. I mean, you don't wear a condom just to stop babies, do you?
wear a condom to prevent the flow of problems.
As well.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, but the presumably this guy is in a relationship and they've had children. They don't want to have any
had
more children.
Kids, yeah.
He's not putting it about a bit anyway, is he? He's just having sex with his wife, presumably.
No, he's not.
Yeah, but I'm sure...
I mean, you can't put it about with that state.
Be careful.
He's busted it. He's broken it. My mate went
I remember
sailing.
My dad having a vasectomy and at one point, I think at one point he did take a football to the groin and he hit the
screamed.
Deck. And I was like, Dad, what's going on? And I don't think he properly explained it to me because I was about 8.
And he just had the snip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It just feels tender in my mind. I'm sure it's all very non-intrusive.
Looking back on it, I think we'll agree. Good on him for still playing a bit of football. I mean, he's not shied away from that.
No,
he's not ducked out of that.
What's
the worst that could happen?
What a terribly unlucky thing to happen. A friend had breakfast with the others today because I do have breakfast.
Do you have breakfast? You have breakfast with friends? Oh, you went to Dishoom, didn't you?
Dishoom, yeah.
Because you couldn't come for lunch with me.
Yeah.
Because you went for breakfast with someone else. Look behind the curtain.
I've got to maintain relationships, mate. I've got to maintain shit. You were just having a mocktail. You having a mocktail in the Hoxton Hotel.
I had a lovely lunch in there.
Lovely lunch.
It was a delicious lunch.
She used to go sailing with a bloke who used to work with a lot of vasectomies. Like he was an expert in untying them, uncauterizing the vasectomies.
Right.
And he made enough money to buy a beautiful boat anyway. But I was like, does that mean he's good at tying knots? Sailing knots or bad? I'm not really sure.
Does he move quickly from town to town? On this boat?
I'll just get going back on my boat with my knives.
Yeah, yeah. Are you qualified for this?
This is a gutting knife.
Are you qualified for this? Oh, look at that beautiful sunset over there. Let's do some emails, Peter. Lots of people have emailed in to hello@lukeandpeteshow.com with a perfect 5 out of 5 Uber rating.
Oh, right. Okay.
Including Josh, Ben and Hannah.
I'm going to say that they did not have many rides. I would like to see the number there.
That was exactly the point I was going to make. I think we are going to need to see the amount of trips because you and I are still a post. I think I'm on a 4.72 or something. You're posting a bit higher than that, I believe. But you and I do hit that Uber button more than the average, I would say.
As a non-driver, I'm yawning there a little bit. Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
It's warm, it's warm,
a non-driver, I'm obviously using it a little bit more than most.
I think I might get an Uber home tonight purely because it's going to be so hot.
From here?
I think it's going to be a shit fight.
You're so fancy.
Well, to get an air-conditioned Uber, it probably cost me a little bit of money, but what's the value of that? The value of that is very high.
The value of that is very high.
Because if the train's tracks are warped...
Van's warped tour.
Opening tune on Red Hot Chili Peppers, One Hot Minute, Warped.
Warped, right.
That's the only musical reference I can think of. My sister-in-law went to that Reformed Warped tour the other week, I think.
All right.
She enjoyed it.
What I don't like about the whatever the Warped tour is, all the bands I like just seem to get further and further down the bill.
I think that does happen.
Real Big Fish, Less Than Jake.
They were there. They were definitely there because she shared some photos. Yeah, they were definitely there. It's a 25-year anniversary, isn't it?
Ah.
So that's why it's happening. Anyway, yeah.
They're playing in Atlantic City with Monster Energy. Now, there's nothing... I can't imagine how much Monster Energy drinks I could have drank when I was, of age where you could actually get
away with it. But you were straight edge, were you not? You can't have Monster Energy if you're straight edge.
I was straight edge. I was pissed.
It's got caffeine in it, hasn't
Every.
But isn't the straight edge scene quite big in that type of music?
Yeah. Well, it's more like hardcore stuff, but yeah.
But you can't have Monster.
No.
Yeah, people like Minor Threat and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's all straight edge, isn't it? But the... you can't have Monster Energy drinks. It's got caffeine and taurine stuff in it.
I know. I'm just like
you can only have water and lettuce
back then. A Day to Remember. All the bands have like quite poetic. Kids Near Water. Boy Sets Fire.
Oh, have you got the lineup?
Yeah, the Aquabats. Did the drummer of Blink-182 used to be in the Aquabats?
I'm not sure.
I think he might have been.
The Offspring, they're involved.
The Offspring, Gym Class Heroes.
WK.
Yeah. Save Ferris.
CKY is a classic. Save Ferris is classic.
For some reason, I think I was drunk. The lead singer of Save Ferris, I can't remember her name now, but I befriended her on Facebook when I was much younger.
Right.
And
pervert.
Why am I pervert?
Well, just because I know what you're thinking about.
What do you mean?
I know your reasons for it.
Well, what do you mean? Well, because I couldn't find the lead singer of Real Big Fish at the time. So, guy with the sideburns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about this?
Stacked like pancakes. The starting line there, old school. Taking Back Sunday. Thrice. Taking Back Sunday, a band. It's just good. Just a great day out by the sounds
it's
of things.
It's a bit of you, that, isn't it? Would you go to that?
Yeah. Motocross. Vert ramp. Wrestling. Human cannonball. What museum? If Steve O's not there, I'll be very surprised.
Can't be any more Pete Donaldson if it tries that.
Bowling for soup.
The only way it could be Pete Donaldson, more Pete Donaldson, if everyone was wearing espadrilles and there was a Japan tent. Let's do an email from a guy called Burton.
Burton.
Now, Pete, strap yourself in.
Okay.
Because unlike you, I like to give our listeners fair warning
right.
when something's going to come up, which is a little bit disgusting.
Think about warning.
This email is a follow-up on the segment about otters in episode 183.
Right, okay.
Burton says, they may look sweet, but otters are serial murdering necrophiliacs. They kill even when it doesn't provide them with food or offspring. In 2010, there was an article in Aquatic Mammals that documented 19 cases of sea otters attacking baby seals. Here's just one for your delectation. A weaned harbour seal pup was resting on shore when an untagged male sea otter approached it, grasped it with its teeth and forepaws, bit it on the nose and flipped it over. The harbour seal moved toward the water with the sea otter following closely. Once in the water, the sea otter gripped the harbour seal's head with its forepaws and repeatedly bit it on the nose, causing a deep laceration.
Wow.
The sea otter and pup rolled violently in the water for approximately 15 minutes while the pup struggled to free itself from the sea otter's grasp. Finally, the sea otter positioned itself dorsal to the pup's smaller body while grasping it by the head and holding it underwater in a position typical of mating sea otters.
Mm.
As the sea otter thrust his pelvis, his penis was extruded and intromission was observed.
Intromission.
At 105 minutes into the encounter, the sea otter released the pup, now dead, and began grooming. Yep, after raping a baby seal to death, the otter licked his paws like some kind of psycho. There's countless more tales of otter rape and murder to be found on the internet, but I think it's suffice to say they are evil creatures and should be thought of as such. Cheers, Burton.
That started off like one of your stories where I go, that's an amazing animal fact that I'm not going to be amazed by. But yeah, that turned very much into Pete's cul-de-sac.
It did. And hopefully I'm not alone in asking this, but can I hear more about Aquatic Mammals magazine, please? Because that's sounds like a very specialist publication. What do you make of that?
Well, look at the grot that it's bringing forth. Incredible, really.
I can't interfere either. You can only observe.
Yeah.
That's what people think when they listen to this.
See your hands. I mean, I would probably have to interfere with myself. I'd throw a rock at them. So stop fucking that baby otters.
Throw a rock at them?
Yeah.
Peter.
Stop the otter doing something dreadful.
Here's more violence
yeah.
in the shape of a rock.
Yeah, to stop, you got to keep people in line. You're at the top of the food chain, so just let's throw rocks at
people. At least
give
them a verbal warning. Look, that's enough of that. I will not have any more of that.
How old is that otter? Yeah. How old is that sea pup?
Otter seal. No, otter seal, otter and seal pup mashup. If you throw the rock, you can't. It's like a hostage situation where you've trained your sniper rifle on the hostage and the terrorist. You don't know which one you're going to hit.
No, exactly. Oh, incredible. Like, wow. That's yeah. something else, isn't it?
I've got another animal themed one, which I'll just squeeze in quickly before you do your email. This one is from Ewan, who says, hi guys, when I was small, we went to SeaWorld in Florida before it was problematic to keep whales in tiny pools. We've all been there.
Yeah.
As well as the orcas, they had heaps of cool sea mammals, including a big old walrus. Me and a bunch of other kids on a tour were watching them with awe at the blubbery walrus through aquarium glass. When it approached the viewing glass, and promptly started pleasuring itself by rubbing against it vigorously.
Yeah.
The SeaWorld host was trying to distract us with chat and facts when the walrus spoofed all over the glass. Every time I see a walrus on TV, tumbling down a cliff or otherwise, I fondly remember that happy old walrus. What do you make of that?
What can I make of that?
What can anyone
make of
that? Not
babies now, it's all over the window.
I imagine like a walrus ejaculation is quite a big deal as well.
Quite a big deal. It's because of the little whiskers, isn't it? And that surprised / satisfied look in his eyes.
There's something about a walrus which makes it look a bit like an old professor.
Yeah.
Whoa, you caught me. Put a monocle and a bow tie on it. And then it suddenly feels very, very different. Amazing. Have you got any stories?
About jizzing animals?
Yeah, about animals who are, you know, engaging in that kind of behaviour.
Mm.
It's hello@lukeandpeteshow.com.
Yeah. Have we talked about that bloke who was a vegan? We talked about that bloke who was a vegan who stopped being a vegan and he got a lot of abuse.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
We talked about him, but yeah. I think...
I heard about him on the radio.
Yeah.
He was talking about how upset he was.
Yeah. Carwin has got in touch, who is a vegan. And there's a little bit of bias there, says Carwin. But
how do you know when someone's a vegan, Pete?
Tim Schieff, what?
How do you know when someone's a vegan?
Is it they tell you?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Tim Schieff is a bellend.
Okay.
This is the person in question.
This is the guy who was moaning about it. who came out, who changed from being a vegan to something else.
Yes.
And said that he felt a lot better not being a vegan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I became a vegan 18 months ago, getting on the bandwagon, and first became aware of Tim around August 2018. Now, he was very much known in the vegan community due to his appearance on Ninja Warrior and his ethical clothing brand Ethics, which he has since resigned from. It was about this time he'd completed a 28-day fast where he only drank water. There was a lot of promoting his this achievement and the huge positive effect it had on him. I considered this incredibly troubling. Is it an achievement of human endurance? Yes. Is it glorifying starvation? Also, yes. With a huge following, I found it equally really irresponsible to promote such a thing and potentially trivializing eating disorders. In fact, there are many vegans who turn to the diet due to their eating disorders as a form of control in their recovery, although I acknowledge this doesn't work for everyone. Anyway, bragging about starvation as follows didn't sit well with me. That aside, move on. He has shared many videos since then and always made reference to his gut issues that he was experiencing and his attempts to rectify this through different diets. For a long time, and up until his change to eating animals again, he was on a raw vegan diet. So essentially it just means fruit and veg. Can you get all the essential nutrients you need? Probably yes, with a lot of hard work and planning, but I don't think he was doing this. He even at this time got his stomach bacteria tested for his nutrition levels by a vegan nutritionist YouTuber called Goji Man. The feedback being, your levels are all off, you need to improve your diet, and water fasts don't help, and probably go and see a doctor if he's experienced all these issues. Many of the comments in his YouTube videos are, go and see a doctor, for crying out loud.
Right.
But Tim is a let me read what I want on the internet kind of person. He even did a video where he's questioning if the earth was round after seeing the evidence provided by flat earthers. Cut to his coming out video as a meat eater. In this video, he addresses his months-long issue with his gut, but stating that water fast is enlightening and the best thing he ever did to make him feel better. All right. He mentions he tried everything to make his gut better, except to go and see a doctor or any type of actual health professional. He's even been drinking his own piss every day.
Okay, so he's a madman.
He then mentions the first animal-based food he ate was a wild-caught salmon, and then that night he had a wet dream, and it was the first time he'd managed to ejaculate in months. With all that water, you would assume it would be really easy.
Again, with the walrus chat.
Yeah. So basically, the man admitted in his own YouTube video, a salmon gave him an orgasm and he drank piss. I'm not here to preach that vegans have a better diet. Anyone can have an unhealthy diet, regardless of the restrictions they put on. Do I think that the man being a vegan gave him this issues? No. He fasted for months. He drank piss every day. He heavily restricted his diet to raw fruits and veg, and he refused to see a doctor.
He's an attention-seeking madman. someone else pointed out to me, thanks for that email.
If I went on YouTube and just had videos of me drinking my own piss, you've got to ramp up to that, haven't you?
Yeah.
He probably wanted to get to that point at some point.
Yours are all set to private at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
As part of our Football Ramble Daily Patreon tier.
I'm going to drink my own piss.
I appreciate that email. That's good clarification. I didn't know much about him. I think we did talk about it in fairly vague terms because it was an interesting story rather than pretending to be the experts on it or whatever. But a lot of other people have got in touch about nutritionism and nutritionists and dietitians and pointing out, actually, and I've got this on the... On the Association of UK Dietitians website, dietitians are the only nutrition professionals to be regulated by law and are governed by an ethical code to ensure they always work to the highest standard. I think nutritionists are kind of people who just decide they want to be them.
Yeah.
Your Gillian McKeiths of the world, you know, and all the rest of it.
I remember I used to go out with a girl whose sister was a chiropractor.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy around that as well, you know.
A lot of quackery in that, but caper, to be honest. Yeah. With apologies to... Oh, fuck it. I remember she bought... back in the day, used to get hand scanners. Now, scanners weren't always flatbed scanners. The ones we have today to scan something in, you had a handheld thing and you would run it slowly across the document you were going to be scanning. And... I don't know who would modify the firmware or modify the software to do this, but basically... She'd gone off to some conference and she'd come back and she'd been sold this hand scanner. It was clearly an Amiga level kind of hand scanner plugged into a really expensive laptop, blah, blah, blah. You know, pure, you know, £3,000 worth of quackery.
Right.
You know, 200 quid's worth of all kit. And you would run it down someone's back and it would sort of tell you, oh, you're drinking too much coffee, you're drinking too... And like nothing you could find really from the surface. It wasn't It wasn't sucking any chemicals, it was just bouncing light off your skin.
And how long ago was this?
And this was like 15 years ago. Yeah,
that's unbelievable that she would fall for that. Because there was a situation with the scale I've got at home, which is, it obviously weighs you, but it also measures your fat content, your fat level. Right. Fat percentage. And it's a Nokia thing. It's a Nokia set of scales. It links up to an app on your phone. Right. It's really highly rated, like, and it's quite expensive.
Yeah.
But I did a load of research around it after I bought it, obviously, and there was a load of controversy about how accurate it can be. Like, it, apparently, the only real way to get your fat percentage is to go to a proper clinic, a doctor.
Get your pincers.
And they do it that way. Yeah. So back then, 15 years ago, that is essentially snake oil, isn't it?
I think all they've done is to vary all of the results. They've just turned the image that the scanner scanned into some kind of algorithm to change it to, you know, let's put the coffee up to, you're drinking
it's
too
like
much
a
coffee.
Random generator.
Too much sugar. Just all that bollocks, really. But
right.
But I guess if you scan the same back twice, you'd probably get similar results because of the skin colour, etc.
It's a health minefield out there, Pete, isn't it?
It's all a load of bollocks. And so that's why we're starting Luke and Pete Enterprises, Cacao Balls.
Dr. Pete, thank you. That's the end of the listener's appointment this week, Pete, but
yes.
They should come back on Monday, shouldn't they?
The doctor is out.
Twice a week, before or after meals.
Yeah.
We're back on Monday for episode 189. Thank you very much for listening to that. To get in touch, it's hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. Please do leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods. It means a lot to us, but only leave a good one. Don't be out of order.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, Pete. See you on Monday.
See you in a bit, guys.
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.